Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
Jefferson Parish, Louisiana. The sheriff there, Newell Norman, had a press conference today. Now, you may recall this story. Former NFL player Joe McKnight was gunned down in an incident with another civilian.
Both of them driving cars, right?
Right. It was like a road rage incident, and Ronald Gasser was the other person. Joe McKnight is black, and Ronald Gasser is white. And the two got out. The gunfire came from Ronald Gasser killing Joe McKnight. And now Ronald Gasser was taken into custody by the sheriff's office that day when it occurred, but then released. An investigation subsequently found that that there could be a manslaughter charge that had gone out, and they've arrested him currently. They arrested him today. Now, what happened was that the sheriff had a press conference. This is a very unusual press conference to talk about the kind of emails and social media posts that were coming into the sheriff's office concerning this. And how unbelievably what he characterized as misinformed and angry they were.
Our elected leaders that stood by me, and I want to thank them again, you are true leaders. You are credible leaders. You did not do what was in your best interest. You did what was in the best interest of the community, and you're suffering for it, and I feel bad for you. And I'm sure you see the emotion in me, because it's not fair. It's not fair for him to be called you punk, Uncle Tom. We saw you sell out to them, you rat punk. That's the tone of what we're calling our elected leaders for standing up and simply saying, let justice prevail and let the process take its course.
It's a powerful statement. You know, he went on to say that he felt witnesses were being intimidated, that they weren't able to do their jobs because there was this call for, you know, some kind of street justice before all the facts were in.
So then he was asked by a reporter, well, why did you have to read us those very nasty tweets? Because there's a lot of bad language in them.
Can you explain why you felt the need to read some of those foul comments that were directed toward local officials?
Because we in this society today are demanding immediate results, and we don't even know what we're talking about. And we're castigating people that are trying to do the right thing, threatening them. This one's not the worst one.
But does it change anything, you reading those comments, especially?
Yeah, I hope it gets everybody to realize how crazy we're getting.
I think that's an excellent point.
Well, I do, too. There's a rush to make it fit a certain narrative before we really know. And I think what he's showing here is a bit of frustration based on trying to go about the process of investigating what happened there. Was it racially motivated? Was it not? He says there were no racial slurs uttered. There's no one who came forward to say that, no witness. And yet, the people are lashing out on social media at anyone who has anything to say about this. And he said it was actually intimidating witnesses. That doesn't help them do their job.
Everybody just chill, I think, is the issue here.
Yeah.
Because the social media now and the interwebs and any place you want to go. I mean, we go back to this Pizzagate situation over the weekend. Whatever your position is, even if you are an adherent to Creepy Uncle, a devotee, if you will, you can find an argument somewhere on the internet that will support any position you want, as crazy as it is. And then people use that, and they use social media to continue to expound upon it because they want whatever incident occurs to fit their specific narrative, as opposed to stopping and actually using a discriminatory brain. And one of the issues here is, I don't mean discrimination in a discriminatory in a racial way. I mean to discriminate between right and wrong. To be able to weed out and look at a situation and go, well, that doesn't make a lot of sense, or that makes sense, or whatever it happens to be. Okay, so that really is the discretionary brain, I guess is a better way of putting it than discriminatory. So you have to use discretion. And there, and people, and one of the issues that we have here is that I do believe that, you know, you've got social media as the big driver of this, because this is where it all lives. But the idea that we teach in schools now, well, there's not really a right and a wrong in some respects. And that's that. And we try to get away from people making snap judgments for sure. But there can be judgments that are made where something is patently correct or patently wrong. And we need to get back to this notion that we teach people the difference between something that is pro-social and something that is antisocial.
Mm-hmm. He's taking a lot of heat. I guess people did not like that they were being kind of talked at, or that it's not his place to be giving those types of lessons. But, you know, he's speaking his mind, and I have no problem with it.
Checking in at, speaking of no problem,
number four,
Donald Trump making brief remarks today to reporters at Trump Tower about the cancellation of the big Boeing Air Force One project.
The plane is totally out of control. It's going to be over $4 billion. It's for Air Force One program. And I think it's ridiculous. I think Boeing is doing a little bit of a number. We want Boeing to make a lot of money, but not that much money.
And I think, you know, his lesson, you know, what he's trying to say is we're saving money. I'm the guy who's going to root out waste in Washington. And that message, I think, is very appealing. It's the way he chose to go about it, jumping onto Twitter to say cancel the order, in essence, sort of creating a negotiation or a bullying, you know, situation there with the president-elect and Boeing, an important company in America. It does not feel right.
And that, but that, by the way, does take the Mike Flynn story and move it down, the Mike Flynn Jr. story, which also broke this morning, where Mike Flynn Jr. has been removed from the transition team. They denied he was on the transition team in the first place. He was on the transition team, and they have removed him for supporting the concept that Pizzagate might actually have been true.
And some other things he put out there that seemed to be kind of conspiratorial.
We're in good shape. Don't worry about it. It's all going to be fine, people. Don't worry about it. Violetta Potterback got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots brought to you by ComEd.
Raised in Chicago, reporting on Chicago, that's Mark Sapelsa and Micah Mater. Watch Chicago's very own Mark and Micah weeknights on WGN TV News.
Hey, how about that Builder Supply Outlet $50 gift certificate, because they bring you the top five every day. I got a Builder Supply Outlet of $50 in my hollow hand right now to the 19th caller, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Checking in at
number three.
The Grammy nominations were announced today. Mm-hmm. See, you got
Beyonce leading the pack.
21 Pilots received two Grammy nods in the rock category with their song for their big hit. And they've also nominated in the prestigious Record of the Year category for Stressed Out.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Everyone can relate.
Well, that's my favorite millennial song, because the good old days where a mom would sing us to sleep and we'd, you know.
That was last week for me.
I'm like,
Mom! Sing me to sleep!
But now we're stressed and we have to work and we don't have our mom singing to us every night.
Right.
That's what that's all about.
Adele's album 25, released in November, continued to be a top seller in 2016. I love the Grammys. Like, I think Elvis Presley's Blue Suede Shoes is still nominated this year. Because if it played in the year, you're like, oh, well,
that's
nominated. That's good. Chicago's own Chance the Rapper scored 7 Grammy nods, including one for Best New Artist. Beyonce's Lemonade has been, that's an album, has been nominated for Album of the Year and Lead Singer, Single Formation. Didn't they use that on Saturday Night Live for the Trump video?
<did. laughs>
And David Bowie Oh boy. Mm. Has been nominated. You know, he passed away in January, but they released the album Black Star, and it was one of the most critically acclaimed discs of the year. It's received a number of Grammy nominations.
Look up here, I'm in heaven. I've got scars that can't be seen.
All right.
They actually changed the rules for Chance the Rapper, because apparently if you didn't commercially sell your album, it was not eligible.
Yeah.
And because he gives away, he has free releases, they changed the rules.
Aww.
So Chance the Rapper would get like seven Grammy nods. So good for him. Congratulations.
All right. And so you're checking it out.
Number two.
Fiona Apple has put an anti-Trump spin on the classic the Christmas song. Mm-hmm. You know, the Chestnuts Roasting on Open Fire song?
Oh, right.
Turning it into an a cappella ode to the president-elect.
Trump's nuts roasting on an open fire. As he keeps nipping at his throat. You cry, creepy uncle.
Why is there
every time
uncle?
He arrives, for he keeps clawing at your clothes.
All right, we gotta stop this now. First of all, she does reference creepy uncle, which creeps me out. Like, she knows him. Maybe Fiona Apple does know him. Did we stop to think about that? Is that possible?
He gets around. I mean, that creepy uncle.
That song is disturbing.
It kind of is, and it gets more disturbing.
Well, the dog is really weird, too.
It starts out with Trump's nuts roasting on an open fire.
I mean, that part I get, but the...
Classic.
I just want to... Excuse me, people. I'm speaking. That happens to be my dog. Has anybody seen my dog?
I don't know. I was lost.
Do you
Sorry.
Roast your nuts?
I don't like the inference... Violetta Pommies Blake Agassi. Or whatever your name is.
Don't worry about my name.
My dog Rumsfeld is missing and I would like to find him.
Rumsfeld. He got out of the basement, huh?
What kind of dog is it? What are we looking for?
It is a Shih Tzu mix. And I'm just wondering if that was my dog from the Fiona Apple. If anybody sees it, please call me.
I'll give you a buzz.
Just knock on my door.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Creepy uncle every time he arrives.
Please do not.
Don't encourage Fiona.
Do
please.
Not. No. And just two appearances in one day.
Number one.
During the Jimmy Kimmel Live show last night, Jimmy himself joked about what he did while he was on Thanksgiving break and announced that he's going to be hosting the Oscars in February.
The producers and the Academy went through a long list of names, and in the end they decided that since I'm already right across the street from where they do the show, I was the closest person to host. So
he also made this announcement. Listen to this.
And also another thing I wanted to mention, my wife is hosting a baby inside her body, so... You know, we wanted to be a surprise, but I have been trying to think of names that would work for either a boy or a girl. And so far, I've come up with two. Number one, Dyson, after the vacuum. And, or gelatin with a J. No? That's exactly what my wife said. But, all right, so well, there's a lot of exciting stuff going on. Congratulations to me. I'm hosting the Oscars, and I had sex.
It's a pretty big deal.
Is that how it works?
Not always.
Sometimes it's in a petri dish.
Yes, sometimes. Exactly. Still.
But we'll explain that another time.
Yeah.
We'll sit the kids down.
Don't explain that to Violetta right now. It's just going to blow her mind. Boom. Pow. All right. It is, you know, it's,
it's time.
This couldn't come
really
soon enough.
The top five at five.